I tell you, we've talked with some of the committee members, Mary Doolin, Sharon Bowling have been in our studios. We've talked with some of the others, and Matt Mason, Kim Whitecamp. You're going to be here in McCook as well, and this is not your first time in McCook, is it?
No, sir. I grew up at Palisades, spent the first 30 years of my life outside of a little time at the university at Palisades. So McCook was our trade center and had lots of dear friends there over the years. And in fact, I just was reminded this week that the Buffalo Common Storytelling Festival really was the brainchild of my old friend, unfortunately now late friend, Cloyd Clark, working with another friend, Mylon Wall, and they, the whole Buffalo Commons idea, of course, goes back. It was sticking a finger in the eye to the social scientists, the Poppers, back at Penn State, who said we ought to turn this whole part of the country back to the Buffaloes. And I've always loved that story. So it's really a special treat for me to come to McCook and be a part of this celebration.
Involved in your whole career in painting, and that's what you focused on, kind of creating a legacy of drawings and paintings reflecting, I'm kind of quoting here from his website, respect for those people and places whose character, ground, and honed over time can provide guidance and inspiration for generations to come.
Yes, sir. You know, this my full-time painting career comes late in my life. I've had a number of other chapters, starting out ranching there at Palisade, and spent some time with the university, spent some time in government, spent some time running the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, ran the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City. But I had some great mentors in Taos, New Mexico, about 6 years ago, who sat down with me and said, you know, we like your work. You've got about 20 years in which you could make a real contribution if you'd work at it and eat a few more salads. And so I left the university and started this work full time, and I love it. And I think God has asked me to use the gifts that I have to capture the stories of these really remarkable people that Kathy and I have had a chance to encounter literally around the world. And we just believe that their stories are things that should be captured for posterity, and the best way for me to do that is through my drawings and paintings.
One thing I was doing just the other day is, you know, going through YouTube, is you, I don't know if you're doing this anymore, but you did have some kind of YouTube episodes, Catch Up with Chuck, with the Rural Futures Institute. Are you still doing that, or not doing that anymore?
Well, I'm not doing that anymore, and we had so much fun. Yeah, we did about a year of those broadcasts every week, and had some really interesting characters, and I would be delighted for folks to go look those up. I go back and look at them periodically just because it's a good reminder of some of the interesting people I've had a chance to work with.
And I know you're looking forward to Buffalo Commons. Got some great other, you know, Matt Mason and FY5, Kim Whitecamp. This is going to be a terrific weekend, isn't it?
Well, I just can't believe, I can believe, because I've known leaders in McCook going back to the Cars and many others. You've always been a can-do community, and you've always had creative, energetic, visionary people willing to reach out and try to do something that hasn't been done before. So this is just sort of typical McCook for me, but it really is it's just terrific, and it for me is a glowing example of what a smaller community can do when there's leadership, when there is energy, when there's a willingness to work together as a community to make something special happen. And here we go for the 24 and a half edition.
I know you're going to be at the High Plains Museum bright and early on Saturday morning. That's always a great time when all the storytellers are right there. And you're going to kick things off at 9 o'clock there. Community stories, human character captured through art. And folks, be there early. Meet and greet, coffee and rolls at 8:45. Chuck, you're going to take over about 9 o'clock, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to have about a dozen portraits available for people to see, and then I'm going to focus on the stories of four really fascinating but diverse characters, including Father Flanagan, the founder of Boys Town, and Father Stanley Rother, the first American-born martyr, Catherine Wade, who saved the Choctaw language, Lotso Desi, a Czech jazz musician who stood up against the communist regime and escaped with his life, some great stories. So we're going to have some real fun.
Can I ask you, this is probably a tough question, and what's your greatest portrait of all time? Do you have a favorite? They're all your favorites, but one that's just head and shoulders above the rest.
Well, probably the easiest way to answer that, the one that probably has captured the most recognition is one I call the Padre's Blessing, which is a painting of Father Stanley Rother, who is on his way to becoming a saint, baptizing a Tezutahil child in a church in Guatemala that was built in the 1500s, and this was just before he was murdered for the faith. But it's a painting that's going to go into a $40 million shrine in Oklahoma City in Father Rother's honor, and it's probably the one that's created the most conversation around the country for me.
Going to be a great time. Once again, Chuck Schroeder is going to be here as part of Buffalo Common Storytelling Festival. And Chuck, then go to your website. I know schroederfineart.com for more information, can't they?
Yes, sir. Happy to have them look.